Alright, this is Book Talks Media Minute with Jesse Nighthorse and Marcus Bezerra. Today we are taking on In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. Now, this novel is a shotgun blast from the past. It was written in 1965, set in 1959, about the murders, the brutal murders, might I add, of an entire family, the Clutter family, in Holcomb, Kansas. Now, this is a sleepy little town. You don't have a whole lot going on, but it's just more or less the manner that they were killed and the mentality behind it that really gives good insight into this book. Now, Marcus, do you think that this book is going to age and sort of get old with time, or it's going to remain to be sort of one of these timeless classics?
I think that as time progresses, you see tropes kind of continue, and the murder mystery genre is no different. And In Cold Blood kind of gives a variation of that, in which we already know the murderers. It's Dick and Perry. These two are the actual ones convicted of the crime, and we are told this at the very beginning of the book. What isn't known is the motive and why it is that they did it, their MO, if you will. And that's really what kind of entices you and gets you to read into the story, to sort of like pick the pieces of the puzzle and find out why they did it as opposed to who.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like Capote sort of hooks his reader with just giving them enough detail to sort of have an idea, but really want to continue to read to get the sort of inside scoop on the killer's mind, I guess. And he does that just throughout the novel, especially once Dick and Perry are picked up after they're trying to hitchhike in the desert. They go through all that, and the cops notice their license plate, they pick them up, they're in jail, they're sentenced to death, and all this. But you really see that sort of mentality, the criminal mind mentality, with Perry especially, because he's showing remorse, he's going through all this stuff, he's trying to starve himself, while Dick, he's supposed to be this big tough guy, he's just writing these appeals, and organization after organization trying to get out of his death sentence, because he will be put to death. And Perry just shows no remorse. He even goes so far as referencing that Perry might have killed somebody with a bike chain a while back. And that just gives you the idea that he's capable of murder.
Yeah, that's really funny that you mentioned that. I found it really interesting how they sort of build up Perry's reputation with that rumor, even though they also give the idea that Perry is the reluctant one in this, where they try to get, where he's the one trying to get Dick to buy masks so the police doesn't recognize them. But in the end, you sort of discover that he was the one that was responsible for all of the deaths, as opposed to Dick, who was the most gung-ho about going through with this and sort of getting because the entire thing was for money, whether it was out of robbery or just how they would flee to Mexico and sort of write counterfeit checks to gain more money. It was all for money. And no matter how much bravado that Dick had, Perry was the real muscle in the group. And it was funny to see that sort of unravel based off of what you initially expect from your first impressions of Dick and Perry.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like Capote just did a really good job of sort of tying everything together with his style of writing, even though it's got that sort of old Americana thing going on. Like, you know, it was written in the 60s just by the diction and the style and the way that he's kind of tied it all together. And I don't think that that's one of those things that will get old. And overall, I just enjoyed this book. I thought it was a great book, and I'd recommend it to anybody. What about you?
I also agree that it was a book with a very interesting dialect to it, and I would also recommend it to a good amount of people, just because of the, like I said before, the variation in what you expect from a murder mystery book.